With that, we're going to move to item eight, failure to report.
I've never said this before.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone out there is doing well. And the reason I'm here, Stephanie Iverson will be following me, but I did talk to the employer of Mr. Thomas Summers, who's your first case up. And in talking to the employer, she indicated that Mr. Summers has been going through several life experiences, has changed addresses, really had no idea that he was getting information until almost the end, which is the third postcard that the commission's familiar with. And staff is asking that Mr. Summers be applied the two-year suspension, but at the same time is asking the commission to forgive his not being able to appear today and to indicate to the commission that his employer indicated strongly that Mr. Summers will receive a briefing from Ms. Iverson or Mr. Cimino on the requirements of reporting. And if that call does not come within 10 days, then Ms. Iverson knows to contact Mr. Summers and provide the same type of a education. In Mr. Summers' case, he did become up to date. His situation on the failure to report involved no harvest, and as the commission knows, with any type of monthly report, it has to either be harvest or no harvest. So again, the staff recommendation is the two-year probation, and Ms. Iverson will handle the other cases depending on whether the commissioner wants to take these all together or as one.
Okay. Yeah. What's the pleasure of the commission on Mr. Summers' situation? He's not with us today. Staff is, he understands that staff has recommended a two-year probation.
And he will more fully understand all the future requirements.
Move to accept the recommendation of staff for the two-year probation.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Ms. Haney. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. We just have a couple of gentlemen who are here this morning because of the changes that we did in the agenda. We were able to contact two of the cases, and they are here this morning, and that's Andrew Barton, which is the next case, and Joshua West. The other two gentlemen, Mr. White, we weren't able to reach him, so I'm assuming that we'll wait until
we'll take him up this
afternoon.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. As you all know, the mandatory harvest reporting system, harvesters have to report by the 5th of the following month. They're given several notifications, first and second postcard, certified letter, and then they're actually served by a law enforcement officer to appear before the commission. Throughout this entire process, staff is trying to contact harvesters to get their information into the office to resolve their noncompliance. When it gets to the point where we're here before you all, whether there's no activity or whether it's harvest, we consider it very severe because there are multiple opportunities for persons to correct and to resolve their compliance issues. And so the commission as well as staff, I believe we take it very seriously when persons do not respond to the notifications that we provide for them. And we understand that there are persons who have contact information that may change, but it is the harvester's responsibility to continue to keep us updated of any contact information that changes, be it address or telephone number, because it is the only way that we can contact them to let them know that we have a problem. The first case that I have is Mr. Andrew Barton. He is here today. I can go through his case and then he can come up.
Mr. Barton, you want to come up? Go ahead, Steph.
Okay. Mr. Andrew Barton was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of February 2013 by first and second postcard notices. He was missing additional reports for the month of March through September. Mr. Barton, again, was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest report. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Barton and left him a message. He had not contacted staff at the time. Today, Mr. Barton brought in his harvest reports. He is currently resolved. I have the changes and on blue paper to his, if you want to look at his changes. So he's resolved everything. Mr. Barton was instructed about how to report his harvest by the 5th of the following month by staff. Staff recommends that Mr. Barton either be placed on probation for a period of 2 years. During that time, any violation of Chapter 4 of Act 2610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Barton appearing before hearing the Commission on License Suspension.
Mr. Barton, let me swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please stand over by the microphone and state your name for the record.
Andrew Barton.
And tell us what took you so long.
I had a lot of trouble with when I spoke. I don't think I spoke with her, but I come over and we were going to try a new thing where we're going to do the catch reports on myself. And the first month after that, I dropped my phone in the water, and then I went back to a regular phone, and I had been writing everything down in a notebook that I was going to put onto the phone, and then my boat broke down, and I hadn't done nothing with it. I went to work construction, and I just hadn't had the time to get around to it. And
are you fishing now?
No, sir.
What kind of fishing did you do before?
It was only crabbing.
Crabbing.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Barton? Staff's recommendation is for 2 years probation. You understand what probation means, Mr. Barton? That means if you get caught violating any, if you're convicted of any violation,
yes, sir,
for fishing or crabbing or otherwise, you're right back here before us.
Yes, sir.
And we will consider taking your license away for up to 2 years.
Yes,
so you would lose your waterman's card, everything, potentially. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Plumlee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation.
Yes.
Thank you.
The next case is Mr. Joshua West. Mr. West is also in the audience today.
Go ahead, Steph.
Okay. Mr. West was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of January 2013 by first and second postcard notifications. He was missing additional reports for the months of February through September. Mr. West received and signed for a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. West, but was unable to leave a message. Mr. West returned staff's call, but not until after he had been issued a service letter. Did you want to hear from Mr. West, or do you want me to continue?
Are his reports up to date?
Today, Mr. West came into the office. He brought us, he was working with another harvester for the months of February through August. I'm sorry, April through August. And he had sent us, well, he has documentation that he sent a fax from his other harvester saying that he was a helper on his boat. We never received the fax. He had it. We told him to bring all of that into the office today so you all could see that he actually made an attempt, but he was still missing February, March, and September. The certified letter to him went out in August, and he responded September the 3rd with that fax. So he was trying to respond through the helper letter. However, he was still missing additional months, and we weren't able to contact him to get the additional months, and we were not aware of the facts that actually came into the office. But he does have his, he went to the Gloucester Library, and actually he has the documentation where he faxed it, and it is the correct fax number to our office, but we have no record of receiving a fax.
Swear in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name and address. Step over to the microphone.
Joshua West.
What would you like to say to us?
All the reports that I've been missing, I filled them out. They're right here in this envelope. I sent them off. Y'all didn't get the facts. Y'all didn't get all my other reports, but everything's right here. You want to look at them.
As long as Stephanie sees that they're correct, we're okay.
Yeah, we staff has already verified that information that he did send in to us today has been is correct and is accurate.
Mr. Plummel?
Does that mean all of the reports are now in to the VMRC for all of the months? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Anything else?
Yeah. I sent them in, and I the receipt, the fax number, the conversation number from January on through March. All the old reports are in there. I have my copies. Y'all didn't receive your copies. I mean, I can't help that.
I'm sorry. I thought the third notification was sent before the fax was sent. Was it?
Oh, it was.
Oh, okay. All right.
The third notification came in, was sent out in August.
Okay.
He responded to the certified letter with the fax.
Right. I sent the fax off September the 30th.
Right. And the certification went out August.
I'm just curious. Why not just do them on time?
I did do them.
After the notifications.
I sent those off a long time ago, the reports.
What he's talking about is January and February, not the other months that he was actually working with someone.
Look, I faxed it September 30th. I figured everything was fine. I didn't get back to him for like a month and a half, so, you know. And I got these little cards in the mail, and I was working in two jobs, working on the water in the morning and working on helping my brother paint the evening bar. Well, I didn't take no more of it, you know, because I figured y'all had all my information that would be straight. I've never had any problem with it up to now. I've been working on the water for 11, 12 years. I mean, I have all the people work with me. I fill their reports out. I haven't had a problem.
When you got the first postcard, did you call anybody?
No, sir.
You just assumed everything was okay.
I assumed everything was fine. I figured it was okay.
And then you got a second postcard?
I didn't get the second one, sir.
You didn't receive the second. What about the third one?
The other one, I received the first one, and I received the one that Bill Hall, Mr. Hall, brought me to my house, the letter.
All right, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Staff recommends that Mr. Barton be placed on a two-year probation, during which time any violation of Chapter 4 of Act 2610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. West appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Sir, did you ever have problems getting any of your other mail?
My other mail?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, everything's there in black and white.
But I'm a little concerned because what we're considering is a probation where if you have another violation, you're going to be back here on a revocation request. And so it's important that you understand that the reports are due from you without notice. And that's in the rules. And so I do want to move to adopt the recommendation of the staff for the two-year probation period, but I want to make sure that Mr. West understands where this places him if he has to come back here again and misses another reporting deadline. It's a very serious situation.
But, I mean, I sent them in. What else can I do?
You can fill them out on time.
Well,
That's what you can do.
The January, February, March was still held on time.
Well, he's, they're 12 months in a year.
I sent them. Y'all didn't receive them. I sent the fax. A month and a half later, the lady that does the, some lady said that she didn't have, nobody received the fax. And there's the receipt and the, everything.
But sending them late is the same effect as a violation. So that's, you have to understand that.
Senator, we get a guy to write, the guy that I work with, Fisher, Paul Sand, this summer, I had to get him to write a letter. I called down here. As soon as I got that first one, I called down here, and she said for me to get Mr. Shagford to write a letter stating that I worked with him from certain months and sign it, and then fax it over. So that's what I did. Mr. Shagford was on vacation for 2 weeks. I had to wait till they got back, you know, from off vacation. And as soon as he got back home, he wrote your letter and I faxed it.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Erskine.
I think I understand and appreciate, you know, what you're saying, that you submitted the reports, but it's unacceptable to come down here with the reports that are backdated, especially when you had a notification that you recognize you received, and clearly on the notification, if you have any questions or to update your records, please call this number with this person identified there. And you clearly state that you did not do that. You didn't make a phone call. So if there was any concern that they may have not received the fax reports that you sent in, I would think you would make a phone call and say, did you all receive my reports? I don't want to be in violation. And that's going to be very important this time. If in fact, you go on probation, that you don't receive a postcard. But if you do, that you certainly make a phone call. These reports are pretty important for tracking the harvest of these species in Virginia and how we manage them.
Well, what I don't understand is, as hard as you try and all you do, I mean, I think that's kind of harsh for your probation. You know, I said, if you work for the water all your life and year round, it's all I ever know. I mean, I can't guarantee that I can't get a ticket, you know. I think it's pretty harsh when everything's about to white right here.
Why can't you guarantee you won't get a ticket?
Anything. I've seen.
You don't pay attention to the rules when you're fishing.
Yeah. But I mean, that's for anything, life jacket, anything. You know, I've seen folks go on my boat, take life jackets, and look out, drop them right over, right chicken.
We have a motion for 2-year probation for Mr. Plumlee. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
So moved. Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation. Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner.
Stephanie, Mr. White will appear later.
Yes, he did not come
right.
in.
So we'll hear him after lunch. And Mr. Freeman, what is...
Mr. Freeman and Mr. Hazlett, there was a confusion as to which one actually got served. When we actually got their served letter, it was Mr. Richard Hazlett that was served and not Mr. Freeman. So
we'll hear about him next month?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Freeman will have to be reserved. Mr. Hazlett was served late, past the 10-day window. So if he shows up, we have his eval and everything here for you all on blue paper. If he doesn't show up, we'll reserve him for the next commission meeting.
Okay. So we'll take this agenda item back up after lunch.
Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a quick comment, if that's okay, about the reporting and these kind of things. We participate as two businesses for the oyster reporting, and we certainly do that in a timely fashion as much as we can. And, again, I firmly believe that the reports are extremely important, not just for the oyster fishery but other fisheries. But I'm wondering, we continue to see failure to report. We get a tremendous amount of paperwork about this. I'm wondering if we could request of staff and maybe look at some other ways of reporting, whether or not that would be available online reporting that may not be available to some of the fisheries, or maybe constructing a working group that would involve industry and staff to look at ways to encourage less failure to report and more actual reporting.
We have online reporting available for all harvesters, all fishers.
Maybe what we need is an agenda item at a future meeting where you can educate us and the public about all the opportunities that currently exist, and then that might allow us to explore other avenues if they're out there. But I think there is a lot of confusion about or misunderstanding about what actually is available to folks.
And if I may add one comment, which is the commission now is seeing the entanglement of one aspect of the reporting where there is a primary harvester and there is a helper or another helper. The system right now requires that the helper's information is on the primary's report. And there have been quite a few cases where at the podium that has tried to be untangled. So I think that's something staff will work on, and perhaps when there is another convening of the law enforcement subcommittee, that can be a discussion item as well. It would seem a lot simpler that if two or three individuals wish to work together, which is should be encouraged in terms of efficiency, that each of them have their own report. And also in the auditing process, that could be tracked as well. I don't doubt that we're missing data simply because of the fact that if it's confusing to the commission, it's obviously confusing to industry in some cases as well. And that's why you see a lot of these types of cases where they're just befuddled by what they're supposed to do. So we will work on that, and I hope that we can have something, at least a straw man for the law enforcement subcommittee later.
Thank you, Rob.